Hello, coffee lovers and culinary adventurers. Welcome back to Simple Recipe Box. I'm your host, Ben Harper, and today we're diving to a delicious DIY project that will bring a touch of McDonald's magic right into your kitchen. Yes, you guessed it, we're making McDonald's caramel iced coffee at home. If you've ever sipped this sweet, creamy concoction and wondered how to replicate it, you're in luck. It's surprisingly simple, and I'll walk you through every step so you can enjoy it anytime without even needing to drive through. Ready to get started? Let's brew some magic. First things first, ingredients. What makes McDonald's caramel iced coffee so irresistible? It's all about the quality of what you put in. Here's what you'll need. High quality coffee, the foundation of any great iced coffee. Caramel sauce for that rich, deep caramel swirl. Your choice of milk, half and half, whole milk, or any alternative milk for that creamy texture. And if you like it extra sweet, some additional caramel syrup or even a dollop of whipped cream for topping. Now let's brew. Aim for a stronger coffee since it will be diluted with ice and milk. Use about 2 tablespoons of ground coffee per 6 ounces of water. Once brewed, allow your coffee to cool to room temperature. This ensures a smooth integration with the caramel without melting the ice too quickly. With your coffee ready and cooled, pour it into a large glass. Stir in 2 tablespoons of caramel sauce. If you're using syrup, a tablespoon should suffice. Mix well until the caramel is fully dissolved. Next, the chill factor. Fill your glass with ice, leaving enough room to pour in your milk up to the brim. Stir everything gently but thoroughly. If you're a sweet tooth, go ahead and drizzle some more caramel syrup over the top. And there you have it. Your homemade McDonald's caramel iced coffee is ready. Serve it immediately to capture that perfect blend of coffee richness and sweet, creamy goodness. But before you go, a quick tip on serving and storing. Always serve your caramel iced coffee fresh to enjoy the best flavor. If you have leftovers, though, they can be stored in the fridge in a tightly sealed container for a day, perfect for a quick coffee fix. Experiment with this recipe, tweak it to your taste, and who knows, you might just come up with a version that you like even better than the original. That wraps up our episode on crafting McDonald's caramel iced coffee at home. Thank you for tuning in. Visit our website, simplerecipebox.com, for more tips and tricks, and don't forget to subscribe for more delicious adventures. Until next time, keep pouring love into your kitchen. Closing music fades out.